this kind of sounds like a little bit of a cue for some things that I've been kind of mulling on just recently. And I kind of felt a bit uncertain, a bit unprepared in a way, so I was kind of not committing to saying anything. But I've just been thinking quite a bit just recently about God's timing in our lives, and kind of tussling a bit, you know, with the sense in which, you know, there's things that maybe God said to me, or maybe there's things that God said to you, and we haven't seen the fruit of that yet. There's maybe things that we're reaching out to him for that, you know, we believe that he's kind of said to us, but we're not seeing the breakthrough. And, you know, I don't think there, I think maybe the longer I become a Christian, the more I feel more and more comfortable, I suppose, in kind of falling into the mystery of God. And there are some things that are absolutes for me, and I'm sure for you too, that God is good, that he loves us unquestionably, that he's a good father, that he's completely committed to our good, that he loves us passionately, and that there's nothing that as a good father that he's withholding from us. Those things are so entrenched in my heart that they're non-negotiables. And somehow all the rest has to find its context in that sense of God's goodness and what God's word says. You know, I don't want to be in a position when I'm kind of trying to rationalise God to fit with my experience. I want to try and allow my experience to be mystery and come to a point where I'm trusting God that at some point it will line up with his word and the things that he's promised and he said. And some of the things that he said to me, you know, I can't justify, you know, in terms of they're not in the Bible, they're just things that God's whispered into my heart. And I'm sure there's many of you that have those things that God's whispered or maybe spoken very loudly into your heart, but you are still waiting for the fullness of those. And I think that God just wants to encourage me, he wants to encourage you, that whatever it is that you're reaching out for, that those things, he has said those things. That was the first thing I kind of felt him saying. Just tell them, I have said those things. I think sometimes in the daily routine, the daily kind of grind, if you like, sometimes of life, we can think, has God really said this? Am I somehow deluded? Am I kind of losing the plot? Should I just settle for something somehow less or something that seems more in line with where things are right now? And I was just thinking about Ecclesiastes 3. Says this, I love this this verse. It says, there is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. So somehow in God everything has its fullness and has its time. And I don't think that's a cop-out. I kind of been reminded just recently that it was a book I read quite a few years ago that I found really, really helpful, and I've kind of gone back to. And it's the book that's all about God's timing. And Helen, you prayed out something about God's timing and having faith in God's timing. And in the New Testament, there are two different words for time. One is chronos, which, as you can probably imagine, we get chronological from, which is like the passage, the general passage of time. And the routine, if you like, can be the sort of the daily grind. Sometimes it's just the hard graft of kind of pressing on and pushing through. And it doesn't seem necessarily very exciting. It's just kind of the same old, or it can feel like that. I'm not saying all life is like that when it's just a process of time. There's some good things about that too. But sometimes kind of when we're looking for something, when we're waiting for something, for God to break through, to do that thing that we're believing him for, it can feel like a grind. It can feel like the same old, and when God, when God. So that's the chronos. But then there's this kairos time that Scripture also talks about, which is like a moment or a time of opportunity, like this time that opens up, like an aperture or a window of opportunity And maybe from that you get this sense of, you know, there's carpe diem, seize the day, you know, seize the opportunity that God is opening up. And I kind of think that's so often those are the moments that we're looking for. We want that breakthrough moment, don't we? But God is kind of reminding me that those breakthrough moments don't come in isolation. They only come in the context of Chronos, of the general run of our lives. The general run of our lives, if you like, is preparation for the Kairos moment. So maybe you've been sowing into a relationship for many, many years, and you've kind of not really seen the things that you're hoping for happen in the context of that relationship. But actually, the Kairos moment is still to come. But it wouldn't have happened if you weren't investing on a day-by-day or a week-by-week basis into that relationship. And there's maybe many other things. I mean, I don't know how many of you saw the Felix Baumgartner leap from the stratosphere a few weeks ago. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? There was something that just captured my heart in what this crazy man did. You know, going up 128,000 miles into the stratosphere in a helium balloon and jumping, free-falling for 4 minutes or whatever it was, 19 seconds, pulling a parachute and landing on his feet. You got to think, he's mad. But he had his Kairos moment. I mean, he had a year. I mean, years and years of preparation. But this idea was first sown in his heart in 2005, 7 years ago. And he's worked the grind to actually that moment when he stood in that place and jumped. And if he hadn't done all that preparation, he wouldn't have been in that position to jump. You know, and actually I was amazed. I was saying to Luke and Adam yesterday, I was just reading a little bit about him. And did you know that he had claustrophobia? He was claustrophobic about being in this protective jacket thing. How can somebody who leaps from 128,000 feet down into New Mexico, how can they be, you know, experience claustrophobia? This does not make sense to my brain. So there's kind of stuff, and he had so many abortive attempts, and a couple of years ago, the whole thing was written off because of some legal, you know, wrangle. But he pursued what was in his heart, you know, and actually, you know, he did it. Now, God's not calling us all, but I'm very, very thankful because I'm not great with heights, to leap from 128,000 feet above the earth. And it may seem a very small thing in comparison to that God seeded into your heart, but he has seeded it. And it's equally significant. I mean, I don't know how long ago it was when Ben Morrison spoke to us about, you know, about significance, being significant. And that's what God's calling us to. He's calling us to be significant people and to seize those Kairos moments, to believe, to trust what he's put in our hearts, what he's spoken to us, and be ready to kind of leap, you know, to seize the day when the moment kind of opens up. And Joe, I think it was your advice to someone who I was chatting to recently, who said that your advice to them had been to learn to wait well. And I think that's a brilliant phrase, that God is calling us to wait well. There may be many things that we don't understand, but to trust in what he's seeded in our hearts, to trust what he's put in us. He has spoken those things. That we are like the sons of Issachar who understand the times, and this sense that, you know, there is an appointed time for everything, that everything that God's spoken to you, there is an appointed time, and there is a time for every event under heaven, and that's for you, that's for me. So be encouraged. You know, don't grow weary. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in Kairos, that's what the word there, time is, for in due time, for in Kairos we shall reap if we don't grow weary. So everything that would try to sap our faith, make us discouraged. Let's just see Kronos, that sort of grind, if you like, that routine time, for what it is. It's actually a time of investing that actually will yield the Kairos moments that we're seeking God and looking to Him for. So be ready to seize the moment. I don't know, maybe there's some people who've got... Oh, I wondered if you might, Alan. On your Facebook posting, I thought, oh, Alan might have something to say coming off the back of this.
I constantly find myself amazed at the places that God puts me, to be brutally honest. And it's been an incredible week this week, the things that God has opened up, which you can have a look on Facebook about, and I won't go on about, to be honest, because I just can't get my head around it, some of it. All the things that God called me to in working with the council, working with the churches and social action groups in Reading and Uganda staff, it's just amazing that the opportunities that God is developing, really. Earlier this year, I was changing my mobile phone, and that can be a bit of a painful process sometimes. You want to change your number across, you just dial this thing, you tell them that, and switch across it goes, and it can work really, really smoothly. I was deliberately changing it, actually, because of some work involved with the council, with O2. And so what we're doing is we're developing a smartphone app to help these neat young people, kids who are not in education, employment and training. And there's a bid that we won with them, with O2, to get some funding to help do that. And this has got some real potential for doing a lot of good stuff, actually. And I was sat in a meeting earlier this week with half a dozen young people, with them helping to design this thing. This has got a lot of people's attention nationally, and it could go, an interesting place. Anyway, there I was trying to change my mobile phone, something mundane. It took me 7 times. God bless O2. It took me 7 times to contact them, to tell them what they told me, that they'd not done what they said they told me, and that they were going to do the very next day. And it took 7 times of doing that. It shouldn't have done. It should have been dead easy. I very, very nearly gave up and said, blow it, I'll just accept the new number and all the hassle that involves. But I didn't. The last time I did it, and they made it happen. And then they apologised, which is good. Pray until something happens is the message, isn't it? What are you trying to teach me through this, God? Push, pray until something happens. Many of you may have been praying for years and years and years for things. But I think what Linda said is, for me, it's absolutely on the button right now. Kairos times, the things that God has just this week opened up for me and potentially could flow out are just beyond my imaginings. The things that God has spoken to me about and that He will fulfill in His way. But it's so easy to give up on the edge of those Kairos times, I think, as well. And I think that's true for churches, I think it's true for towns and cities like Reading as well. I think there's stuff there where, as a town, we need to push on through into. I don't know, maybe we should just pray for a little bit. Yeah. Lord, it's a strange mix of things you bring into our lives. To hone us, to shape us, and Lord, you will not let us go, and you will bring those things that you know are the buttons that need pushing, and where we'll react and respond sometimes well, sometimes badly, but that we need to work through. And Father, I pray for each of us, whatever those buttons are that you've been pushing in our lives, those bags that we parked earlier on that Chris was talking about. And when we have to pick them up again, Lord, I just pray that you would give us your wisdom and strength as to how to handle and to wait well and to work well, to strive well, know when to push, when to just sit back. And Father, thank you that you do have a plan. We were singing it earlier and it's come out again. You do have a plan, and it will be in your time and your season. And Father, I just pray that you would release all that you have spoken into lives here today at your Kairos time. It's never going to be when we choose. And we've no idea how long those seasons will be for. But when they come, Lord, I pray for real courage and boldness and revelation to move into them with everything we have. Because you've created us for those moments and those seasons. You've honed us and you shaped us so carefully. And Father, thank you that you have more to do in each one of us. You've got more to do in us as a body. You've got more to do in us as a town, as a nation. With all that's going on, Father, your world needs your people to be so full of you that we can bring more of your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, that's our prayer in Jesus' name.